Kunstradio.
Thank you for the wonderful show. We've enjoyed it a lot.
Welcome to the next part of our truly circular journey. Round and round and round it goes, and where it stops, only her station director knows. Picture, if you can, the resonance radio troupe, sealed up in their little train. The wheels of the train are turning, each wheel spinning in its own orbit. The train blunders onward like a suffocating man, each concentric dying breath trapped within a circle, 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 within a circle.
Take your radio with you and keep tuned in. Take your radio and keep tuned in.
What the program was, as you understood it.
Program? Yeah, it was kind of a radio program, I think.
Album 4. Failure rate. Notes from an electronic dung heap.
How shall I begin? Clean sheet of paper. A new pen. A new broom. Ink test. Look at that. Right, here I go. Dear Herr Inspector of Trains Speak, Superintendent of the Berlin-Prague Line. I am a regular user of the train service between Berlin and Prague. A real veteran, you might say. I am not by nature a fussy person or in any conceivable way a busybody. As far as I'm concerned, what people do is their own concern, within reason. Which is why I am writing to you, Herr Train Inspector. Because events which I happened to witness last Wednesday on the 7:20 a.m. Berlin to Prague Express were events most decidedly not within reason. There I was, sitting in first class reading my interior pornography magazine, when I was most brutally disturbed by a gang of foreigners. Scandinavians, I'd say, by the look of them. I'd had my eye on them from the moment they'd got on the train. One moment they were sitting in their second-class seats eating Emmental and pemmican. The next, they were up, out of their assigned places, like a school of deadly fish, each one of them holding a microphone. Well, naturally, Herr Inspector, I challenged them. We're making a recording for Herr Station Director, they said. Which station, said I, Berlin or Prague? But those Scandinavians just looked at me funny and walked away. So I urge you, Herr Director of Trains, investigate each of your railway station directors, because they're sending out teams of Scandinavians with microphones.
Wenn ich Stopp sage, startet bitte die Übertragung. Übertragung. Das ist im Allgemeinen korrekt. Stopp.
Border. Another one of those boring simultaneous recordings is made. Don't these people have any original ideas? Two radios and three microphones search through their limited sound fields, trying to unearth a few pebbles of coincidence in their respective trajectories. Oh, no. They're not going to combine them into one again. Oh, dear.
Wenn Venus schleierlos durchs Weltall schreitet, wird sein Geheimnis durch sie offenbar. Bei Menschen wird das Unsichtbare wahr und ist als Wirkliches nun ausgebreitet.
in order to convince you that the following events occurred in Prague in spring, we, the producers of the Harmony Frazier Show, will inject the highly realistic sounds of Prague trams.
Vltavská přestup na metro. Příští zastávka Pražská tržnice.
Harmon, you old bimble. You've made it at last. How wonderful.
Oh, hello, Apollonia 2.5.
Where have you been, Harmon? You've managed to miss over half of our rather circular tour.
Well, it's not Harmon's fault, Apollonia. The bleeding trains keep leaving on time.
Never mind. At least her station director will be pleased you're finally here. I'll call him. He's over the road investigating the possibility of wiring resonance radio into that lap dancing establishment using the internet.
Radio via the internet, eh? What a scientific idea.
Herr Director! Herr Director! Guess who's here?
It's not a good Biodome impersonator again. If I've told him twice, I've...
No! Herr Director, sir, it's E. Frazier. He's arrived at long last.
That idiot! He missed half the tour. I'm going to strangle him with my bad teeth!
Oh dear, at this point, Herr Station Director's really angry. And when he's really angry, he goes on the rampage. He smashes everything. Baby's prams, baby lambs, policeman's panties, Elmer's gantries, executive cars, Vienne's glass bars.
Director looks hopping mad.
I've never seen him so angry. At least not since this morning.
We'd better find somewhere to hide.
Look across the street. There's a club open.
Quick, Apollonia. Let's run for it.
Are you open?
What's it to you?
Two tickets, please. And make it snappy.
That'll be 4 Danish kroner.
But I've only got euros.
Well, bog off then. No krona, no entry.
Don't worry, Apollonia. Harmon's got some krona under his skin.
You've got some under your skin?
Yeah, sewn into my left forearm for emergencies.
I guess this is an emergency. How do we get them out?
Use this resonance radio scalpel. It's fairly clean and it's been sterilised too. Make sure you cut deep.
But Harmon, I'm frightened of chopping into your veins.
Don't worry about that, Apollonia. They're all used up already. Oh, that's painful. Oh, it put hairs on your nose hairs.
Thankfully, there's not much blood.
Oh, Struve, ain't you found them yet?
What are these?
Polish zlotys. Keep searching.
Oh, here we are. 4 Danish kroner. Here you go, mister.
No jitterbugging inside the club.
What kind of club do you suppose this is, Harmon?
I ain't got a flipping clue, Apollonia 2½. And I don't care as long as Hair Station Director can't find me.
What's that horrible noise?
Oh no. We've wandered into a jazz club.
Oh dear. I think I'm going to be sick.
Bags of flour. She's still fast asleep. I can't raise her. Come to think of it, everyone in this club's fast asleep, including them jazzbo musicians. Whew, that's jazz for you.
start. Listen. That transmission again. I can't make that out.
Do you know, the worst thing about therapy is that it doesn't last. Even moderately successful therapy, that old idea of a cure, a permanent solution, that's all out of the window now. There is no cure, only, I suppose you could characterise it as maintenance. This is how it goes. Most days are bearable, some less so, and a few unendurable. These are the ones you have to deal with, where you rely on the therapy because you can no longer rely on yourself. The methodology, the thinking behind this therapy, well, I think they think of it like this. Let's say, oh no, it's a stupid example, but let's just say you're a 40-year-old car. A little old for a car. No, be honest, way too old for a car. But a car that every day has to make the journey onto the road, ready to roll every morning, ignition, engine vibrating, exhaust coughing, ease into gear. And how is this small miracle achieved? A little oil, some love, much mechanical tinkering. You'll make it, you'll last the journey. A new problem? Well, not enough. What of our real journey? Our circle of a journey. The train pulls into Vienna. Passengers leap to their feet, a balletic congregation swaying, fighting for balance. The train, inconsiderate, lurching, lumbering untidily in, brakes squealing with astonishment that the journey has come to an end. Beyond these passengers, with their purposeful travel faces, filled with purposeful travel thoughts, thoughts of connections and meetings, you have an extra thought. A cold, decaying knowledge that you keep to yourself. You know that the therapy is all used up, and for you, the day will be unendurable.
Thank you.
stop. Please start the transmission. Transmission. That is generally correct.
Dort wird am 18. Mai Fruits auch ihre neue CD Forbidden Beats und 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 Beats.
Sorry I'm late.
Hello, Eve Fraser. Don't tell me you missed the train again.
How did you know Apollonia?
Eve Fraser, you useless idiot. You missed the performance. You've ruined another show. You've made us the laughingstock of Vienna. What have you got to say for yourself?
How about... The show must go on!
That does it. I'm not even going to bother speaking to you in English. Apollonia, DJ Bobo...
Yes, dear station director.
Translate for me while I talk to this idiot.
At once, Herr director, sir.
Du hast es geschafft, bisher jeden Auftritt dieser Tour zu verpassen.
E. Fraser, you idiot. You've managed to miss every show on the tour so far.
Sorry, Herr director.
Ich hab satt, hörst du? Ich mach da nicht mehr mit.
I'm fed up with it, do you hear? And I'm not going to stand for it anymore.
Yes, Herr director.
Wenn du mich fragst... Du hast sowas wie eine psychologische Sperre dagegen, pünktlich einen Zug zu erwischen.
If you ask me, you've got some sort of psychological aversion to catching a train on time.
Do what?
Ist wahrscheinlich gerade richtig, dass wir in Wien sind. Der Geburtsstätte der Psychiatrie.
It's just as well we're in Vienna, the birthplace of psychiatry.
Ich weiß, das ist ein Klischee. Stimmt aber trotzdem.
I know that's a cliche, but it's true nevertheless.
Hör mal her, E. Fraser. Ich werde dich zu einem der besten Psychiater in Wien schicken.
Listen up, E. Fraser. I'm sending you to see one of the top practicing psychiatrists in Vienna.
Sie hat mehr Titel in ihrem Namen als Britney Spears.
She's got more letters after her name than Britney Spears.
Britney Spears?
Und frag mich ja nicht, was der letzte Bemerk bedeuten soll.
And don't you dare ask me to explain that last comment.
But what if she hypnotizes me, Herr Director? Harmon might end up thinking he's a bleeding chicken.
It'd be a big improvement over your current miserable state. Here's the Adresse. Mittendrin in der Altstadt. Du kannst es nicht verpassen.
Here's the address. It's slap bang in the center of town. You can't miss it.
If you get lost, Harmon, just follow the circular trail of horse droppings.
stop. Stop.
Take a couch. I am Dr. Massive Brain.
Oh, watch it, Doc. Blimey, you've got a lot of couches. It's like a scene from a Roman orgy in here.
Tools of the trade, E. Frazier. Tools of the trade. Lie down, will you?
Okay, Doc.
Comfy?
Okay, Doc.
Very well. Let's begin. As you know, we are bound by the dreadful cliché that Vienna is the birthplace of psychiatry.
Yeah, but surely Vienna is the birthplace of psychiatry.
What I want to be clear about is that you attach yourself to the cliché in the correct manner.
Whatever you say, Doc. After all, you're the boss.
No, E. Frazier. I am not the boss. Most decidedly not the boss. All we can state with certainty is that we have the beginnings of a relationship.
To what?
A relationship, enrichable by the process of repetition.
Are you saying that I'm repeating myself?
No, E. Frazier, I was simply...
Because I do repeat myself, a lot.
I am not saying that you repeat yourself.
Because I always say to people, if Harmon's repeating himself, just say, E. Frazier, stop repeating yourself!
Shut up, you idiot! Let us advance towards first principles and begin from there.
Whatever you say, Doc.
And do you mind not using that idiotic expression with me?
What idiotic expression?
Whatever you say, Doc, it's really quite deplorable. And furthermore, we are at the primary stage of our relationship. A more formal tone, though somewhat relaxed, would be more appropriate.
What would you suggest?
Well, why don't you try, yes, Dr. Massive Brain.
Yes, Dr. Massive Brain. Wow, I like the sound of that.
Now, E. Frazier, you are doubtless aware of Freud's classic distinction between the latent and manifest content of the dream.
Who's Fred?
Not Fred. Freud.
Fried?
No, not fried. Freud. Say Freud.
Fried.
Freud.
Fried.
E. Frazier. Gott in Wuppertal. This fellow's a complete idiot. I'd have an easier job as a medium talking to the dead.
Did you just say a job talking to the medium dead?
Look, E. Frazier, I think for this, the first in what I can clearly see will be a practically endless series of psychotherapy sessions, a perhaps never-ending series of psychotherapy sessions, we shall employ the reverse Hollywood method.
The reverse Hollywood method? What's that then?
Tell me the first thing that doesn't come into your head. Don't think. Answer. E. Frazier, no thinking.
Sorry, Doc. I know. The first thing that doesn't come into me head, yeah?
Yes, E. Fraser.
Well, that's obvious. The voice of Hair Station Director.
And what is the voice of Hair Station Director saying to you, E. Fraser?
It says...
We open in 7 days in Vienna.
Is that stupid music part of it? Or did you just make that up?
Of course I made it up. Hair Station Director would never allow music like that after saying...
We open in 7 days in Vienna.
Once we had contact, reception was clear.
Pussycat.
Deeper and deeper, the resonance radio train pushed on into Central Europe. Soon Vienne was left far behind, like an abandoned egg that had gone off. People crowded the platforms and the sidings, many dressed only in resonance radio t-shirts, just to catch a glimpse of these strange visitors from another land. The train approached München. Success seemed to pile upon success. But then, oh, perversity of the fates. Disaster.
On fire.
Go away. I'm catching up on my ugly sleep. I don't care if the world's on fire.
Oh, Eureka, open up. The world is on fire. You'll have to leave the train.
Oh, it's you, Apollonia 2.5. What's that repetitive noise?
It's the alarm, sir. The train's caught fire.
Look at all this smoke. Quickly, we must save our cigarettes. Out of the way! Get those animals off the train!
They're not animals, sir. They're improvisers.
Disgusting. What are those strange objects they're all dragging behind them?
That's their beards, sir.
Where are we, Apollonia? Kilometers from the nearest city, I presume?
Oh no, Herr Director. Not at all. We're just pulling into a station. I think it's Munich.
Who are all those enthusiastic people on the platform?
Sir, it's an army of resonance radio fans. There must be literally hundreds of thousands of them.
It can only mean one thing. The tour is a runaway success. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Nothing can stop us now except rain.
Stop.
7 Uhr. Mittagsjournal.
And here is news at 9 o'clock. Worst rain in 100 years has hit Europe. Belgium has been washed away, and lots of Germany is very, very wet. Most of radio presenters have all been drowned, except here at Orff Studios, where we are continuing to broadcast using famous Jacques Cousteau underwater studio. Exact scale model, it is, of the Titanic ship that went down, and of course, without of course, minus of course, the bell. Thank you.
It's you, Strudel Brain. So you're back already. Even to smell Emperor the Zeisacean wasn't enough for you.
Steady on, Geezer. Harmon's only been gone a week.
My friend, cast your eyeballs up there. What do you see?
A clock tower.
And just what is residing in that there clock tower?
A clock.
Give the man a anima. Too right. Time. As measured by that remarkable timepiece, tells me that you, Mr. Fancy Pansy Freesia, with your bouffant stem cell tusks, and your evaporating shoes, and slick prehensile appendages, that timepiece, she tells me, how long have you been a gun, fella? And it ain't no goddamn week.
So, Geezer, time-wise, just how long is we talking?
Let me tell you, friend. As if you haven't already guessed. We's talking 100 years of corn.
Our precious little journey is over, and our precious little chickens have returned to their shabby little roosts. The circle is twisted, useless, and the plan... the plan... the plan...
Yes, my name is Harmony Frazier. That was my show. Special thanks to my guests this week. Dina Don, Andy Lou, Lucky B, Mary Agar, Knut Eferman and Sarah Wayson. Plus a special diet of noises from Tom Wallace and Quincy Jones. Who let them in?
Sterben zusammenklappen.
Goodbye, goodbye, goodbye.
Ende.